Ah, one more band. One more band we missed this year. Shaking my head. It's Vampire Weekend. Idaho's 94.9 The River.
Yes. Tim Johnstone here in for Ken and Deb. And Steve Stubner, our outdoors expert, is here. And we can just go ahead and say it. Stay off the foothills trails, right?
Yeah, I really am. I'm just saying, avoid the foothills. It's getting up into the 40s in the afternoon, and you just see people riding their bikes downhill road headed for the trails, you know, and I'm just like shaking my head. I'm like, come on, people.
We can't have nice
things.
Give
it a break.
Well, and here's the deal. Maybe you forgot you want to ride through the mud, but there's a reason why we don't do it, and maybe people don't understand that.
Right, and we just have a lot of new people in town. You know, and they're like, oh, I'm new to town. Where should I go biking? Right. You know, mountain biking right now. And I'm like, get on your road bike.
Right.
I've been on my road bike as an alternative 3 times this week. And it's just been great. And, you know, the foothills trails, when you go for a ride, you're going for like an hour and a half, maybe a 2 hour ride. And these same rides that I'm talking about on pavement or on the greenbelt are basically the same time period, so you're getting the same kind of workout, and especially if you go out on Cartwright Road and do the Three Summits Loop or the Dump Loop, as a lot of people affectionately call it, that one always delivers. So anyway, I'm recommending 8 different rides
and
away
you've got all
from
kinds of things here. You've got like 10 miles, and what's your longest one that you are record, 26 miles?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
They're all about that range or less. And so yesterday I just went like Municipal Park out to Lucky Peak,
okay,
which is a real standard. And there were 2 other riders kind of in the same area with me, just a few. So this is just a naturally social distancing kind of thing.
Sure.
It works really good that way. Anyway, it was the sun came out yesterday afternoon, and I'm like, yeah, this looks pretty nice.
Peeling
you know?
Off layers.
So I've got a tailwind going out to Lucky Peak. I'm out there in like 15
Uh-oh.
Minutes. I'm just like, phew. And then I'm like, okay, it's going to be bad coming back. And it was. And, of course, I had a squall come through with some rain and hail just to make things interesting. But, you know, that's invigorating.
There you go.
And I come back, and I'm ready to go back to work for a little bit, you know, and finish out the day. But, yeah, talk about even going up to Hilltop Summit if you want to lengthen that one a little bit, a Boise Bench Airport tour, Hill Road. One I love to do is called City to Farm.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what this is.
Start out by, like,
my eye.
Overland and 5 Mile, and then you go out towards Cloverdale. You take Hubbard. Hubbard goes over to 10 Mile, mm-hmm. which is, like, some cattle pastures where the city irrigates with their wastewater, and so they operate that area.
Okay.
And anyway, then you go out to Cunamora Road, and it's always really windy out there, and circle back on Cloverdale.
Might see a cow or two.
And I've even got a Lake Lowell loop in here for folks out in Nampa. That's just a real easy 25-mile ride with almost no hills. So, you know, it's just dress for these rides. I basically dress for winter riding kind of like I dress for cross-country skiing. You know, I've got a pair of leggings on and a couple layers up top and a wind shell. You're going to be, you know, warming up, so you don't want to wear too heavy of a jacket.
Sure.
So are these suggestions that you have at your stevestubner.com also in this Boise Road cycling guide that you
absolutely
they're all
of
in here?
These all of those rides are in there, and there's about 30 plus rides on that map.
Nice.
And we're going to give one away today.
We are.
Yeah.
And it's waterproof.
Yep. Full color, two-sided.
And where can they buy this? Because it's like a good
they
stocking
can buy
stuffer
it retail.
Gift.
They can buy it at Idaho Mountain Touring and Boise REI.
And it's in stock.
In stock.
Nice.
And then it's also at stevestubner.com and Amazon.
Sweet.